Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Williams still in the ball game at this stage, and I know he is, you know, you mentioned it, how uber competitive he is. He probably doesn't want to come out. I don't know that I would continue to have him in at this stage. Not sure how many more lessons there are for him in this ball game. I want that kid ready to go for next week. I get what they're doing. They're trying to let him play it out, be competitive, learn a few more things. I still know that there's anything left to learn at this stage. Throws it. Low one, handled for the first down. It's Allen as Williams takes another hit, and now he's grabbing at the back of his leg as Aquara was there. Pops up on his feet.
I'm sorry, this just does not make sense to me. This is your rookie quarterback. This is the face of your franchise. I don't think he should have been out there for the 2 minutes. And I hope he's okay.
That's it.
I'm with Charles Davis on this. It didn't make a lot of sense because you were three scores down. You were out of timeouts. Both of your tackles had been injured. To me, there was really no reason for Caleb Williams to be out there. The experience of getting your teeth kicked in is overrated.
I understand, and I agree. I agree. It's funny. Like, you know what it felt like? It felt like Derrick Rose being out there with a minute and 12 left, being up by 12 at the end of a play at the first playoff game.
That's at least in a playoff game.
Yeah.
And there is some argument for it. Not great, but there is some argument for it.
Dude, but that's what it felt like. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, what? I didn't realize Thibs got this job. I thought he was busy.
Yeah, like this thing yesterday when you knew it was over. Like it wasn't, like there are no 20-point plays.
No, that's why I brought up the two different possessions to Kurt. Say 7.5 minutes. All right, you want to?
Fine.
Okay.
The last possession, no way in hell should he have been out there.
Is this the time where we should start talking about the NFL developing a 20-point play?
Sure.
Just for instance,
do like the old Rockin' Jock.
Oh, what was the Rockin' Jock 20-point play? It had to be far enough back.
Well, right? Remember they had like a 25-point basket that you could score.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe in the softball version, they had like an 8-ball softball.
You could count
for 8 runs.
Well, that's the only way. I played it that way in college, but that was really fun. You know what I mean?
On an 8-ball?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you guys know that Bo Nix was in the Broncos-Ravens game when they were down 31 all the way through to the 2-minute mark of the fourth quarter? You know the Bo Nix, they're down 31, and Sean Payton had Bo Nix out.
They had him out there catching passes too in that game.
But so here's
the thing though. Yeah. Sean Payton might be a maniac, and I don't care about Bo Nix.
What I'm saying is Kurt's generalities are backed up by the fact that it does happen around the league. I think it's wrong that Bo Nix was out there. I think it's wrong that Caleb was out there.
Yeah, I would agree on both counts that there's nothing that those guys can learn materially at that point. And in Caleb's case, it's worse because you don't have at that point like either one of your starting tackles. Like it's not just the game, it's not just the score and time left on the clock. It's the entire mosaic of the game situation that you're in. And the fact that he had been being chased around all afternoon.
Yeah, he clearly looked exhausted and banged up. Here's Caleb when asked about it After the game, Caleb, when asked about being out there towards the end.
Caleb, how was your ankle? Did you tweak it on the, was it the second to last play on the win?
Yeah. I landed wrong and just kind of tweaked it. And then the last play, the dude grabbed my ankle and gator rolled and tried to get off of it because when you stay on it, that's when bad stuff starts to happen and breaks and all of that. So tried to just let my body go so I could fall and roll with him.
Do you sense you're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yep.
Do you feel like maybe you shouldn't have been in the game at that point?
It's not my decision. You fight to the end of the game. If you're in the game, if not, coach makes a decision like that. You have to deal with it and figure out, the next steps. But, not my decision.
Not my decision.
Damn.
Shrug emoji.
Wow.
I'll go out there if that's what the coach wants me to do, but, not my decision.
Here's Matt Eberflus on that decision.
Was it ankle or knee for him?
It wasn't reported. I saw he tweaked his ankle, so that was what I saw.
Why was he still in the game at the end?
Yeah, we're just getting work and getting timing, getting timing on the two minute operation, and that's what we were doing. The defense was out there too.
God. Drove you crazy, didn't it, Shane?
Well, it's just ridiculous. Like, by now, Matt Eberflus understands he's not here next year. So you're telling me that you're completely comfortable setting up failure for the future of this franchise by putting the number one overall pick out there in a situation where I'm comfortable to say mathematically he cannot score enough points in the time allowed to win the game or even tie the game. It's impossible for that current regime or any regime outside of the hand of God reaching down and helping you out to win that game. So I don't care. Like we talk about in the third and fourth games second and third games now of training camp, where guys just have to be out there to put things on tape. Caleb does not have to be out there to put things on tape. Matt Eberflus is trying to be out there to put things on tape. Like, hey, I left the quarterback out there and he got us close. He got me 14 points. He got two touchdowns in a two-minute span because the defense came up big, maybe got a takeaway or stopped him real quick in three, and then a punt and whatever. It's just garbage. It's someone who's endangering your franchise and Matt Eberflus, who's not even going to be here next year.
No.
He's not going to be here. No. So don't. If you're Ryan Poles, if you're Kevin Warren, don't allow him to put your franchise in danger.
So if he's scuffling, did you think he was scuffling and trying to get it to look a certain way, Lawrence?
I'm sure they allowed so many free rushers yesterday. Like not being overmatched from a number standpoint, like 6-on-5, 5-on-5, guys were coming free. And right there's one, I forget which play it is, but it's one of the sacks. Caleb points at the guy as he's coming at him. And he's like, guys, like, there's a free rusher. Did we not account for this? And then he ends up getting sacked on the play. It, considering the environment that game was played in, I don't think that you should have endangered the quarterback any more than needed to be endangered.
On the road, that team playing with a frenzy like that. And you having all these problems on the offensive line. I got to tell you, man, that whole fourth quarter felt like so deflating. I know tons of people who flipped away.
Hit the eject button on it?
Absolutely. Hit
get dinner started a little early.
Get dinner started early.
You should have seen the exodus there.
Oh, dude, because there was so many Bears fans. What I mean, you tell us. Like, I mean, there were so many Bears fans. But, like, but here in town, like, people, like, get dinner started. Start hanging out with the family you've been ignoring all day. Because I ignored them a lot during the first game window. And I feel bad about that because it was just red zone for not a particularly good slate. But I still could say, I got to watch this. It's really important.
I was trying to explain to my wife, like, no, the Bears play at 3. Uh-huh. But I'm starting at noon here because that's when our pregame comes on. And I can't miss,
right.
I can't miss Molly Olin and Pat. It's,
all
just,
right.
It's actually, it's like the game
that
is happening.
Oh, so. It's brilliant. Well, now with you, you're the senior audio producer for every show in the entire Odyssey cluster, so you can say whatever you want, and you deserve it.
And it's accurate.
Yeah, it is accurate.
It's accurate. We need you. We need you on that wall.
But yeah, you had all day. That was a dog crap slate of the early games. But
it was
I still needed to watch every bit of it.
Yes, of course, because we're addicts. Uh-huh. That's why
we're addicts, and we're in the knowledge acquisition business, honey. I can't miss a single thing. I need to see every one of Joe Burrow's 5 touchdowns. The Bears play the Bengals? No.
No,
care.
We just need to know it for context in the MVP race.
Exactly, exactly.
Which you got a lot of context yesterday with the two guys who I think are at the top of it, but that's for another day. Why don't we talk to the people? Let's talk to Bears fans about all of this. Your experience yesterday, Caleb being in the game, the Bears losing and being embarrassed. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's get after it. Let's talk to you. Spiegel and Holmes next on The Score.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.